Hello everyone, I'm George Myland. Welcome back to my channel. So this is talking about what Robert Jenrick said the other day. In case you don't know, he's a Conservative Member of Parliament. I think he's a shadow cabinet minister. Remember, he was the runner-up in the leadership for the Conservative Unionist Party. It's noise that he's going to challenge Kemi Badenoch for leadership, trying to push her out after the Tory party inevitably performs catastrophically in the local elections next May. But Mr. Jenrick has said that if he could, he might outlaw the burqa. The burqa, in case you don't know, is this face covering that certain Islamic fundamentalist women wear, showing like really nothing but their eyes like that. People have said they're like ninjas. Boris Johnson, I remember his prime minister, several years ago, he said that these women looked like letterboxes, and some people say he was Islamophobic, some people said he didn't go far enough, and so forth. So there are several countries in which it's illegal to sport any clothing which covers the face in a public place. In Sri Lanka, for instance, in Kazakhstan, and that's a country where about 80% of people are Muslims, in Switzerland, in Bulgaria, in Austria, in Denmark, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, and so on. Is that Islamophobic? Well, first of all, I'm no Quranic scholar, but ulemas and so on, sheikhs, various Islamic leaders, have pointed out there is nothing in the Holy Quran that requires women to cover their faces. It says to dress modestly, and that's open to interpretation. But of course, some people are going to be pharisaical and go too far and cover their entire face. Now, covering one's hair, no one's proposed to outlaw that. You cover your hair every time you wear a hat or a baseball cap. And indeed, so the Orthodox Jewish women, if they marry, they wear a wig. So you can see hair, but it's not real hair. Or likewise in Turkey, when even something covering one's hair was illegal in public buildings, as in a university, a hospital, a courthouse, and so forth, some women started wearing wigs. So it looked like hair, but actually wasn't her hair. It achieved the same objective. I suppose it was illegal, actually. So why is he doing this? Why would be the reason? Now, there could be security reasons. We can't see if this person is a wanted criminal or whatever. Is there any other reason? Is it antisocial? Is it scary? Is it harmful in any way? Is it oppressive of women? I find the burqa very distasteful. I dislike seeing people wearing this. Seems to me menacing and so forth. Just unpleasant. However, if I had dictatorial powers, I would not outlaw it, because sartorial choices should not be subject to simply the whims of one person or even the majority of people. Even if a high majority of people were against it, it still shouldn't be outlawed. You do what you want unless it harms others. And I mean real harm. And I don't see what harm it does. I find it disagreeable. Like I said, okay, you may dislike my hair or my whatever, black shirt or the fact I'm clean shaven, but it'd be wrong to deprive me of the right to dress, to appear as I wish. Likewise, it's wrong for these people. You don't like it, get over it. What good reason is there to do it? And it's true that, so far as I know, there's only Muslim women who do this. Now, I know some protesters or even rioters wear balaclavas. Armed robbers wear balaclavas. They conceal their faces because they want to evade justice. So could there be any innocent explanation for doing this? But these women, they want to be very, very holy, not be showing off their beauty, concealing that for their husbands. So nobody could ever accuse them of being flirtatious. They're saving it for their men and their lives. Wow. And there was even a case in a school where a woman who was teaching there, was your teaching assistant, this is several years ago, used to wear one if any man came into the room. When just the children were there, she would unveil so that they could get her facial expressions to help them with communication. Now, people say that this is Islamophobic because there's only one religion that does this. And obviously, it's only a tiny minority of Muslim women in the United Kingdom who do that. So I don't perceive any need to do this. Now, in France, only a couple of hundred women used to go around in veils anyway, and they got fined a few hundred euros and they persisted. And it doesn't seem to have caused any friction. I don't think anyone carried on doing it. It's just occasionally I see women wearing this. I was in Kazakhstan for 5 months. I never saw a single woman wearing a burqa or veil or whatever. Likewise in Azerbaijan. It might have been illegal in those countries by that time. But what do you think? Should it be forbidden or not? And if you do call for its prohibition, on what grounds should it be outlawed? Is the criminal law really the right instrument to enforce choices about a person's appearance? Now, we already have laws about you can't appear in public in places. Why not? Would it be outraging public decency? Is that would that be some sexual harassment or something like that? It would cause fear, alarm, and distress. And anything in South Britain which does that is a crime. Now, the Republic of Ireland, we have a significant Mohammedan community, and I'm not aware of any politicians who've called for the burqa to be outlawed. Some feminists say it's oppressive of women. Some women genuinely want to wear it. I accept that. It seems loony to me. I mean, in the Middle East as a child, I didn't really think what it was like for a woman to be wearing that. I went to Pakistan when I was 20 and I thought, my goodness, they're treated like worse than prisoners. All your individuality taken away. You can't even show your face in public as though you're ashamed of something like that. But I remember a Catholic woman misunderstanding it, saying these women are hidden because they're his shame. They represent his lust. It's not that. In Islam, there's no shame in a man being lusty. It's that they can't be trying to be attractive to other men, that they're not seductresses. This is what it's all about. So people say this is divisive by gender, and possibly it is, but that's not a bad thing. We have different opinions. It's good that we have multiple opinions, that a full gamut of public opinion is expressed. So politicians should opine, and some people are going to dislike it. It's not a totalitarian state. You shouldn't want your country to be a monolith. People will agree, people will disagree. Let a thousand schools of thought contend. Is it divisive people to disagree with them? This is preposterous. I don't perceive any appetite or need to do this. I know there's some who do. I think it might be trying to win people back for Reform UK. That's possibly why he said it. He's obviously not that convinced. He didn't say he would definitely do it. As I say, it doesn't seem to have caused problems in other Western countries where it's done, and indeed Muslim majority countries like Kazakhstan. And coming on to the hijab or whatever, the headscarf, as in covering one's hair, it's usually above the hairline or whatever, maybe all around at the back. So that is outlawed, as I can think, in no countries whatsoever. Now, it's only in Turkey. They used to not be allowed to wear it in public buildings, but they are today. And particularly was Erdogan's party, the Justice and Development Party, was behind that. His wife always wears one. But some women who advocated for the right to sport the hijab did not wear them themselves. I remember in Azerbaijan, schoolgirls were not permitted to wear a hijab, no exceptions. This being a country that's 90% Muslim. Now, women were, teachers were in school, but not the pupils themselves. What do you think? I mean, I don't really mind some uniform adaptations. I think that modification is reasonable. I knew a school where there were four Muslim girls, two sisters, all four cousins, and the headmistress did allow this adaptation. They could wear headscarves so long as the same color and material as the school skirt. Yeah. And they were allowed to wear ankle length skirts rather than whatever knee length skirts like everybody else, for reasons of modesty. What do you think? I'd like to hear your views. Thank you. Subscribe on Patreon, then any PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.